We are in the book of Exodus, the very first chapter, and we're going to start reading with the 8th verse. This is called the second book of Moses, which is called Exodus. People are going through, we are going through things. What we need to do is listen to what we say. We said we are going through something. And going through it, that means you got to keep moving.
Man.
You can't get through it standing still or being stagnant. You have to keep moving. Let's explore something. Let's look at the children of Israel. Let's look at what they dealt with. In the 8th verse, it says, now there arose a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. Well, we know that Joseph and all of those folks had passed away and were gone. Look at the 5th verse. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt already. Amen. We know that Joseph was what? Joseph was dead. Amen. But he was counted. Amen. And so it says, and the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly. Look at this. And multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. They outnumbered the Egyptians 3-1. And yet, they allowed themselves to be enslaved. We allow our mindsets to enslave us to our circumstances. Verse 8, now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. Well, that means he didn't know what the things of God was. And he said unto his people, behold, the people of children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply and come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. Therefore, they did set over them taskmasters. A taskmaster is tax in the form of forced labor. They charged them taxes. They could not afford to pay them, so they forced them into labor. Ah, my goodness. Taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasured cities, Pithon and Ramesses. These are cities. These are just places where he stores all of his riches. Yeah. Where is he getting all these riches from? Amen. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of evil, of Egypt. Grieved means to be disgusted and anxious. Now, we're talking about a people, God's people. They was disgusted and they were anxious. They were tired. They were bruised. They were wounded. And they allowed these things to happen to them, even though they outnumbered their enemy. Sometimes we allow things to overtake us and overwhelm us when we shouldn't. We allow them to keep us beat down and to disgust us and have us full of anxiety and make us anxious for it. And the Bible tells us be anxious for nothing. But we do it nevertheless because we want to get out of the situations that we are in. It says that they were afflicted and they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. That means they were cruel to them. Questioningly cruel to them. And they made their lives bitter, or they vexed them with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and in all the manner of service in the field, all their service. And they made them to serve was with rigor. And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of one was Shephar, and the name of the other was Puah. And just think about it. It ain't enough that they enslaved in them. And they rigorously, they're just whipping them and they're doing all kinds of stuff. And they got them building bricks and mortar with their hands. And they got all this stuff going on. And here we see, that's not enough. They're not doing enough to eyes. He says, and the king of Eden spake to the Hebrew wives, midwives, of which the name of one was, I told you, and she said, when you do the office of the midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then shall kill him, but if it be a daughter, then she shall live. Mm-hmm. Trying to kill all the Hebrew men because of the way they are multiplying. But the midwives feared God. Amen. You better believe that just as these midwives fear God, there are people in your life that fear God. They'll never admit it to you.
That's right.
But you have to see the end result, the end of the matter. And did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And see, that's interesting because they decided that we'd rather have the king kill us than kill these kids. That's because God is that great in the mind of these Hebrew midwives. And then out of the king and commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, why have ye done this thing and have saved the men children alive? The midwives said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and are delivered ere the midwives to come unto them. What that means is that before we can get to them, they've already had those babies.
Yeah.
See how God works?
Yeah.
God is always in the delivering business.
Amen.
That's his job. To deliver us, to get us through whatever it is we're going through. But we have to see it as such.
Amen.
So here the midwives, they're doing this, and the midwives said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and are delivered there, the midwives coming unto them. Therefore God dealt with them, with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. They're continuously multiplying. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses, and the Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, everyone that is a born, every son that is born, ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. Look how he played into the hands of God.
Right.
Just like Pharaoh was playing into the hands of God, your enemies will play into the hands of God. A lot of times your enemies are not people. Your enemies are situations and circumstances. They play into the hands of God.
Amen.
We may not like it because it's turmoil or tumultuous or it's troublesome or it creates anxiety, but it's playing into the hands of God.
Amen.
God uses the strange things to confound the wise. So that he can have his way and he can get the glory. So here we are, is born, ye shall not God. The name of this message is called I'm Going Through. I'm going through. But I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Amen. Let's go to 14th chapter of Exodus. Hallelujah. 14 and 13. Looking at Moses here, as they have arrived at the Red Sea. Here's this huge sea in front of them. They have no expectation of getting to the other side. You have to have expectation of getting to the other side.
Amen.
I don't care how bad it may look, how bad it may seem, how you feel like it. You have to stir up your own faith so that you can see the other side of the shore.
Amen.
Here they are in front of the Red Sea. And you can, I don't know if you can imagine, but you got all these Israelites crying and whining. What you bring us out of Egypt for? How are we going to get over?
Right.
Yeah.
How are we going to get up through this? But see, God always has a plan for our lives. The 13th verse says, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not. Stand still." You know that's one of the hardest things for us to do. To stand still. And see the salvation of God, which he will show you today. God is looking for some folks that he can show.
Right.
He can't show you unless you go through something. You'll never know who God truly is until you get yourself in a chain. Or you find yourself without anything to hold on to. Or you think you're holding on to the knot and the knot loosens on you. My God, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more ever. I get excited when I hear that, because that means if I learn to stand still. Stand still means you got to keep quiet. You got to stop complaining about your situation. You got to stop bellyaching about whatever it is you're going through. You got to stop worrying, if you can, about the situation turning to worse. You got to stand still. Because if you keep moving, you will miss the move of God. I found out, Brother Andy, I can't move at the same time God is moving.
Amen.
Sooner or later, I don't have to stand still. Keep silent. Stay focused. And see what he has for me. That don't mean that my load go light. That don't mean that I'm not going to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. That don't mean I'm not going to be pressed beyond measure. But what it does mean is that in the midst of it all, God will give me rest. The rest means that in spite of how I feel, I can make it. In spite of what I see, I can make it. In spite of what I think, I can make it. Ah, my goodness. You shall see them no more. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Moses said, look here. He got a lot of pressure on him. He got all these people going back miles. Hundreds of miles. That's how many people he got with him. And I guarantee you he can hear the one at the end of that mile, the last mile, crying out, what you gonna do now? And he says, stand still. Now, you have to, now, let your imagination run wild just a little bit. Not reasoning, but hearing. He says, stand still, it says, to the people. When you see the word people, it means the whole congregation. That means all 12 tribes. So that meant his voice had to echo loud enough that from the front of the crowd all the way to the end of the 12th crowd, they could hear him say, stand still. You know you see a miracle of God. It wasn't just a miracle what happened to the Red Sea, but it was the miracle that every person in that crowd, all 12 tribes, heard him say, stand still. Which means, okay, there's trouble in front of us, but the word stand still also means to be firm and confident.
Come on.
Amen. And see, perceive or perception. When he says that, he was saying, now you see how God already delivered you. He already delivered you. He done got you out of Pharaoh's grips. Because you know they screaming, here comes Pharaoh. All they saw was the smoke from all the chariots. Here comes Pharaoh. How many times have you decided to look back and saw your trouble running after you? After you thought you'd have got away with it.
Right.
Or got away from it, you can just happen to glance back and you can feel that thing approaching you again. He says, stand still and see, perceive the salvation. Perceive, understand, salvation meaning the prosperity and the deliverance of God. Which he will do what? Show you today. Now, wait a minute now. He said today. He didn't say at that very moment. He didn't say at that very moment, but he said today. Well, it's a possibility that they might have got to the Red Sea early that morning. God tells us we will see him today. We assume he means right now. I'm going to really mess you up with this. You have to understand what a day of the Lord is.
All right.
The Bible tells us one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years.
Right.
Don't get shook now. Right. Don't get shook. I'm sure you're not going to have to wait 1,000 years to get what you need from God. But I'm just giving you an example. You might have to wait a little while.
All right.
He said, we'll show you today. For the Egyptian whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more ever. The Lord shall fight. I got tickled when I looked at the word fight. Looked it up in 3 different glossaries. And what he's saying is the word fight is translated into Hebrew language. Feed on, consume. What you worried about? God gonna feed on your problem. He's gonna consume your situation.
Amen.
I know it to be so because I've watched God feed on some stuff I've got myself into and then consume it.
Amen.
And when I turn around and look at it, Evangel, it was no longer there. It had become non-existent.
Yeah.
See, when we change the subject, it can come back to get us. But when God feeds on it and cancels it out, it's canceled out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's time in your life when you got to learn to be still.
Yeah. Come on.
And perceive and have self and see the self of God. Meaning you got to stand still and live according to faith. The Lord shall fight thee for you. And it shall, and you shall hold your peace. It may not happen quickly, but it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And we know the story. We've seen the jello part. Some of y'all missed that. We know what God did with the Red Sea. And we know that the waters parted. And we know that the children of Israel made it across to the other side. And we know that all Pharaoh's army was in the Red Sea. And what does the word God will fight for you? Feed on, consume. And as that which had afflicted them and beat up on them got in the midst of what they thought they were going to, they was going to tear up some Jews. God consumed them. Can you imagine looking up and see a wall of water coming down on you that's almost 200-300 feet high?
Wow.
Knowing that you had no chance at all of making it back. That's what God does to our situation. He covers them completely.
Amen.
But you got to stand still, hold your peace, be firm, be confident, and know that God is God.
Yes.
Amen. Let's look at another one. Let's go to Joshua. This is where Pastor Keith is in Sunday school class. Amen. Now we know that they done went through the wilderness and they done had that experience. And they done cried and complained and bellyache. And God done killed off all of them. All of them. He killed every last one of them. The people that Joshua had were their offspring. Totally new generation. And they stood there. And they bellyached again. He brought us out of Egypt. He killed off all of our parents and our loved ones. And here we stand at the Jordan with no way to cross. But God tells the man of God, he tells him, there shall not any man be able to stand, Joshua 1:5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, I will be with thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. Thou mayest prosper with the sword wherever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For when then thou shalt make my way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee. You don't think God with you? How much better do you have it than they have? You don't need a cloud. You don't have to stand there waiting on the seas to open up for you. God done already part of it.
Amen.
Let's look at some of these words. Be strong and very courageous. Strong means to fasten upon. Courage means to be alert. Or inherence means to occupy. Very means holy and vehement. This dismay means to break down by confusion. Remember, see, God said, don't break down. Don't be dismayed. Don't you get confused about who I am and what I'm about to do for you. Sometimes we allow ourselves to confuse ourselves concerning what God has promised us because it didn't happen when we thought it should have been happening. Amen. He says, encampment, host, encampment, army, cattle, everything, locust, everything that was with them was about to be blessed. Think about it. If they had flies following them, they was going to make it. That's the truth. You know, I used to preach years ago how God used to renew their shoes and, you know, make their shoes grow on their feet and you know, their clothes on their back. And then God woke me up one morning and said, man, silly man. Let me point something out to you. When they left Egypt, Pharaoh wasn't mad because they left. Pharaoh was mad because they took all his workers. They took the gold workers. They took the silver workers. They took the folks that knew how to, the shoemakers. They took the linen makers. They took all these. They took every skill, every master skill, the architects. They didn't need for God to cause the shoes to grow on their feet because they had master shoemakers. That was a rude awakening for me. Because we want to see God do miracles so bad, we'll stretch it. When God is letting us know everything that you need, that's already supplied.
Amen.
but it requires something. Joshua in the 10th verse says, Joshua commanded the officer of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan. How many times did God tell him to be strong and very courageous? I mean, 3 times. God told him to pass through and command them to what? Within what?
3 days.
Within 3 days. After 3 days. So that meant it actually happened on the 4th day. And if you know your numerology according to scripture, the 4th number means creative miracles. God is about to create a miracle for them. God has said, same as the way I was with Moses, I shall be with you. But you're going to see something a little bit more spectacular than what Moses saw. I was reading about the Jordan, and I found out the Jordan didn't part. It didn't roll back, what we say. What the Jordan did, God stopped it as a waterfall. Because it flowed into the Dead Sea. God completely stopped it. You know what the difference was, though? The word God went first. As long as you allow the word to go before you, God will stop the war.
Man.
I used to hear him sing a song with the Jordan, deep and wide, deep and wide, because the Jordan simulates tribe and tribulation. God is telling you today, your Jordan, he will stop the water.
Amen.
Yes. He will stop the flow of it. So that you can cross on dry land. Yes. That means you don't have to be paying so much attention to what you're going on around you, because your mind, your eyes are fastened on the ark.
Amen.
Amen.
Look how we got it. The ark went before them, and they weren't allowed to get within miles of that ark. Because if God would have killed them, you got the ark in your spirit, so it goes wherever you go.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So if the ark is in your spirit, in your heart, and it goes wherever you go, it's time you start calling some things that are not as though they were. It's time you start speaking some things into existence in your life. Because I already stopped the waterfall. I done gave you victory. I done asked you to be strong and to be very courageous. I done asked you to stand still and see the power that I have installed in you. So what you waiting on to get what you need from God? Prepare your victuals. When you see the word prepare, it doesn't mean that you put food together. It means to be wrecked. Stand up. You ever heard scripture, stand ye like men?
Yeah.
Not whining, bellying, complaining, murmuring. Because things ain't going the way you go. You want them to go, and we going through. We going through some things, but I guarantee you what, if you keep your eye on the ark, you can see the other side. You know when we stop seeing the other side? When we take our eyes off of the ark. When you stop being focused on the word of God, and you start focusing yourself on your circumstance, how your situation is making you feel, what folks think about you, how they, baby, please. That's right, Dominic, whatever you say. You think he'll preach? We was in the barber shop the other day. He was just going. Everybody would stop doing. They would stop cutting hair and see what he doing. He just that chair. He was so quiet. Next thing I know, they turned around. Next thing I know, he was up. Hey, he preaching. We gotta learn from God, and we gotta start preaching to our circumstance. You know your problems don't have time to prepare for you when you go in the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
God, I know I got more problems than any of y'all put together. You may not think so. My God. I'm for the close. Go to 1 Corinthians. Remember, I'm going through. We know in Exodus, they kept their eyes on the man. But in Joshua, they kept their eyes on the word. So I got news for you. Get your eyes off me because I'm a hellion. That God is blessed to teach and preach a word. Stop talking about myself like that. 1 Corinthians, 3rd chapter. Quiet, Sean. And the 13th verse. And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that. Oh, I'm in 2 Corinthians. Glad somebody just.
I know, but that's not
what we need. Oh, Russell. Man, oh, man. 1 Corinthians 3. 2 Corinthians? Yeah. 1 Corinthians. It's 1 Corinthians. Yeah. I know just because y'all heard Moses, y'all thought that was it. We just happened to went to a verse in the 2nd chapter of Corinthians that was talking about Moses. How good is God? But I want to talk about Moses now. I don't want to talk about Joshua. I want to talk about us. We know what he did. And we know what Joshua did. And we know that God blessed Moses, and then God turned on and blessed Joshua. Now you know that God blessing you too.
Amen.
The third chapter of 1 Corinthians, in the 13th verse, it reads as this. It reads, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by what?
Fire.
By fire. That means that it's counted unto you to go through.
Amen.
I don't know why we think when we give a hard life to God, we done going through. I didn't even know I was going through until I got saved. I thought that was just the normal way of life. You always be getting swallowed up by a big fish. When I give my heart my God, I figured out that, oh, you're going through. That's when I started complaining about it. When I found out I was going through. Why, Lord, I gave you my life. You got to do something about this. Lord Jesus, help me, Gregory, help me. Every man's work. What are your works? Your labor, an act, is actually who you are. Your work represents who you are. I'm going through. But I'm going through, what he said, but I'm going through with a purpose. I'm going through what I'm going through with purpose and design. Why? I'm going through what I'm going through
so God can
show me that my Red Sea can't stop me. So God can show me that the Jordan can't hold me up.
Amen.
Paul was saying all kinds of stuff. Run this race with patience. I must die daily. Scripture we preach all the time in funerals. Be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. I don't know why we keep preaching at a funeral. That ain't what he's talking about.
Right.
When you separate yourself from you, then you in the presence of God.
Amen.
If you do that, when you go through, guess what? You'll see the Red Sea part. You'll see the Jordan rolling back or standing up on his head. You'll see God stopping your circumstance, shutting it down. Does he take it from you? No. But you're looking at it in a different light now. Because you realize that it has purpose and intent. Because the fire is cleaning you up. The fire is separating you from things that's going to keep you from God. You know what? I've got to see him. I don't want his hand no more. I've got to see his face. Because if I can see his face, I can look down into his eyes and see his heart. And if I can see his heart, I'll see me in there. If I can see me, Pastor Keith, then I know I can run. Then I can hold fast to my profession of faith without wavering.
Yes.
I'm going through.
Amen.
But I can see the design, purpose, and intent of God trying to teach me. He's trying to teach me by guiding me, letting me know that these things too shall pass.
Amen.
The victory, and when I get through the sea, the victory is while I'm standing there looking at the sea.
All right.
Because I know that I can do all things. Y'all don't hear me this morning. You guys going through some stuff. You're going through some stuff. And you can't see no end to it. But I got news for you. If you're focused, if you be strong, courageous, and you see the word of God, and you stand on that word of God, you'll come to the understanding that it's just a reason. It's just a, my God. It's just a season. My God, we complain about the winter because it's cold. We complain about the sun because it's too hot. We complain about the spring because summer ain't got here yet. We complain about the fall because now we gotta look at the trees change colors, which letting us know that winter is coming. That's the way we are with the seasons of our lives. We complain about every season we go through in our life. Guess what though? It's coming. You can't stop. And you know what I found out? The weatherman can no longer actually predict it with 100% accuracy. So you need to stop trying to predict your seasons. Y'all don't hear me this morning. I got kicked off. Every man's work shall be made. My God. manifest. That means God got you going through because there's something he want to bring out of you. He wants to demonstrate who he is to somebody. God wants to demonstrate how powerful he is. He wants to demonstrate his character, his nature to somebody. But if you don't go through it, he can't use you for that purpose. And I guarantee you, if I've been in your prayer closet, I done heard you say, Lord, I want to know you in the power of your resurrection. God don't care if you really meant it or not. You ask him. If I'm wearing the Bible, I think it says, don't be asking him this. If you don't want it, don't ask for it. Goodness made manifest shall become manifest, but the day shall declare it. The appointment or the light that's in you will declare who God is in your life. You going through it, you have got to be able to see it in another manner, because as long as you keep seeing barrage of water, you ain't gonna try to get through it. You gotta get through it. Your life has meaning. Your life has purpose. And you got to allow it to manifest itself in your life. But see, the thing about it is, it says, and the fire shall try, test, purify. It really like we're verified. Shall verify every man's work. It shall, who you are in God will be revealed or made known by what you go through. You know, most saints don't have no testimony because they don't want to go through nothing. I know what it is. Oh, Lord, might as well say it now. I know what it is to work for a taskmaster. I've been there. I know what it's like to be in the house of God and still be in Egypt. And not have a choice because you decided you wanted to do ministry. And you weren't going to let nothing separate you from the ministry that God has installed in your life. Maybe y'all don't know. I could write a book on it and get sued. But most folks wouldn't even believe that. They would think it was fiction. Some stuff I would put in that book that we went through in the last 30, 40 years. Me and Sister Sherry and Pastor Arnese. Here. Folks would think it was fiction. Some of y'all done dealt with it. My goodness. But guess what? I done. God brought forth a design and a purpose. My God, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. If any man's work abide within him, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. I'm striving for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. That's my reward. Going through. And even though I'm going through, Brother Greg, I can still see. I can see the other side. I can see the shore on the other side of Michelle. The sea is there, but I can see the other side because I've stopped looking at it with my natural vision and I'm perceiving it with my spiritual insight. Man. Therefore, I tell myself, you may not feel it, but it's already yours.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh. Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen. Let me tell you something. Fire gonna reveal. Reveal means God let you go some stuff and he'll take covers off. Folks get mad when preachers, they find out preachers doing this and preachers doing that. That's just God letting the fire cover be taken off. Because you just start looking at them as men of God and start looking at them as God. If you ever try to look at me like that, I'll come sit on your doorstep. Because I'm trying to live. God said he won't have no other gods. You're going to be calling the cops on me. We got this crazy man. Who is he? My pastor. What do you want us to? Can you come remove him? He done set up a tent on my front porch. Amen. You're going through because God has a purpose designed for your life. And if you come to the place you can see it as such, you'll find out that whatever the trial or tribulation that you're dealing with, it ain't unto death. And I found out when something ain't unto death, you got to keep going.
Amen.
I don't know. It's been a few circumstances. I thought I was about to die.
Yeah.
But when you don't have a choice in the matter, you know who your God is. And you know as long as you keep pressing, he going to keep moving for you. Because God blesses in the press. Amen. So you're going through. Shut down your physical and begin to see the spirit. And you'll see that whatever it is that you're going through, the purpose is for you to see the end of the matter. Amen. Stand. Look at your neighbor and say,
I'm going through.
But I can see the end of the matter. Look at somebody, turn and look at somebody and say,
I'm going through.
But I can see the end of the matter. You don't believe it yet. Look at somebody else that
I'm going through it.
But I can see the end of the matter. I can see it. My God, I can see it. Found this out. Found out the hard way. Now that I see what I'm in, I found out I can win. As long as I didn't see it, I couldn't win. But when I started asking God to let me know what he wanted me to do with my life, I began to see the trial, and I could see the error, and I could see the tribulation. I realized from that point, I can win. Win this.
See my word, and you shall win. Moses heard my word. He saw it. And he instructed others, and they went through. They went through on dry land. And the Egyptians were no more. They saw them no more. For I showed the enemy my face. And they were destroyed. Joshua, I led him to the trial. I led him to the Jordan and commanded that they follow the ark, the word. They saw the word, and the word, the priest began to step in the water. The waters rolled back and stood up on a heap. They saw the victory because they saw my word. You must see my word, see my word, see my presence, and ye shall win. For I am a victorious God. Have I not commanded them in time past to be very courageous? The courageous one is in you, and he is my son. And he distributes that courage. He distributes that power. So look unto him, the author and the finisher of your faith. And these were talked about in my book of men of faith. I have called you to be men and women of faith. So continue to see my word. Continue to follow my doctrine and instruction, and ye shall overcome. For I'm an overcoming God, and I'm in the midst of my people to help them overcome, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Come on, give me some more praise. Hallelujah. 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 Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? You know what I like about that? Because God is always in it to win it.
Amen.
And if He's in us, He has made us more than overcomers. You ain't just an overcomer, you are more than exceedingly greater than an overcomer. Greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world. And it's talking about us being in the world. Say, you are in the world, but you're not of the world. God is looking for a few people that realize that they're in the fire and they're going through, but they decided that they're going to make sure by faith that they can see the inside. I understand what Paul said when he made the statement, I'm troubled on every side. Every side. That's both set left, right, front, and back. I got troubles. I got trial and tribulation everywhere. But he said, I don't let none of these things separate me from the love of God or steal the heart of God out of me because of my lack of faith. I ain't gonna let it happen. And that's because we're troubled on every side. But God is looking for us to hold fast to who we say He is. Without looking to the left or to the right, but then focus on the Word of God. I've learned to meditate upon that Word. When I'm going through, I meditate on that Word. So you know, that's all for everyday thing now. That way I can see Him as He is. As long as I can see God as He is, I can see Him in me. And if I can see Him in me, it don't matter how weary, how tired, how beat up I may seem, I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to keep it moving. I've learned to do what I do for God in the midst of tragedy, discomfort, hurt, sickness. Because I know as long as I keep doing what I'm doing for God, whatever it is I'm going through, He will give me the rest that I need within it. So it can't destroy me. But I will destroy it. No. You to know there is always another side. There's always another bank. Let me show you just how tough that would be. When we went to Israel and we stood on this side on the Sea of Galilee, I could not see the other side. Mm-hmm. And the Sea of Galilee is not as wide or as long as the Jordan or the Red Sea. I could not see to the other side. But the water was so clear that you could see to the very bottom of that of the sea. Not knowing that you were actually looking some 300, 400 other days when the sky is just crystal blue. That's the way it seemed, but I couldn't see the other side. But you know what, Brother John? I remember the story in the Bible where Jesus said, I'll see you on the other side. Jesus didn't, he didn't use loose words. If he said, I'll see you on the other side, he meant, I'll see the other side.
Man.
Remember, you are that temple.
Yes.
And that God is in you. And if Jesus said he could see the other side, then my God, you might as well see it too.
Amen.
Because if you see the other side, ain't nothing going to stop you from reaching your goal. You know about it, Angie. When you're there and all the people you meet are here and you have no one that you can have confidence in, you have to trust God.
Amen.
I found out he will never let you down. God is an awesome God.
Yes, he is.
Amen. He is an awesome God. God. And when I think about what he's done for me, I can dance all my life. Dance in the spirit. Know what God's brought you through. So whatever it is you're going through now, it's just a drop in the bucket. Amen. But you know what the good thing about it is? God's the bucket.
Amen.
He's the bucket. Amen. God told me to tell all of you, the trial that you're going through is to prepare you for the blessing that's on the other side of the lake. It's sitting there and it's waiting on you. The reason a lot of times I found out I couldn't get to it was because I couldn't vision. Anything you can't envision, you can't have. When you start seeing yourself possess a thing, it's like you get closer to getting. And it don't matter what's going on around you, you already know that it's yours. And once you know that it's yours, come hell or high water, you're going to get that thing. Ain't nothing stop you. That news is a news flash. God had already went before you and prepared a place for you on the other side of the Jordan. And the Red Sea can't even stop you. Because God is in you. It's greater than anything that can come against you or around you. If they could, it would put you in the same side. But God said he's rested in you and upon you.
Yeah.
And the victory ain't coming to you. The victory is already yours, Satan.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.